This is my third lesson on the subject, Who Were the Nicolaitans? In Revelation chapter 2, Jesus has something to say about the Nicolaitans. In chapter 2 and verse 6, Jesus says, This you have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. And then in verse 15 of chapter 2, Jesus said, So hath you also them that hold the doctrines of the Nicolaitans, which I hate. This is the only place in the scripture where you'll find the word Nicolaitans. And in both of these places, God said, I hate their deeds and I hate their doctrines. He didn't hate the Nicolaitans, but he hated their doctrine and their deeds. You can hate the false teachings, but you don't hate the false teacher. The pagan religion was a major force that warred against the early church. In Ephesus, the primary pagan religion was the worship of Diana. In the city of Pergamos, there were numerous dark and sinister forms of paganism, which caused Pergamos to be one of the most wicked cities in the history of the ancient world. In both of these cities, believers were persecuted by the followers of the pagan religions on a level far beyond all other cities. It was hard for believers to live separately from all the activities of paganism because paganism and its religion was the center of life in these cities. Slipping in and out of paganism would have been easy for a young or a weak believer to do since most of their families and friends were still pagans. A converted Gentile would have found it difficult to stay away from all of the pagan influences. It's significant that the deeds and doctrines of the Nicolaitans are only mentioned in connection with these two churches. The doctrines of the Nicolaitans was that it was all right to have one foot in both worlds, and one need not be so strict about separation from the world in order to be a Christian. This, in fact, was the doctrines of the Nicolaitans that Jesus hated. It led to a weak version of Christianity that was without power and without conviction. A defeated carnal Christian church growing up in this perverted spiritual environment may have caused Nicholas to view these belief systems as not so damaging or dangerous. This wrong concept would have resulted in a liberal viewpoint that encouraged people to stay connected to the pagan world. When believers allow sin and compromise to be in their lives, it drains away the power of the Holy Spirit working in their life. This is the reason the name Nicholas is so vital to this discussion. The evil fruit of Nicholas doctrine encourages worldly participation, leading people to indulge in sin. In this way, he literally conquered the people. God wanted to make sure we understood the doctrines the Nicolaitans taught. So Balaam's actions was given as an example of their doctrine and action. In Revelation, the second chapter, verse 15, Jesus said, I have a few things against you, because you have them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. When Balaam refused to curse the people of God, he used another method to destroy them. He seduced them in sensuous living by dangling the prostitutes of Moab before the men of Israel. Numbers chapter 25 tells us the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab, and the people did eat and bow down to their gods. Just as the men of Israel compromised themselves with the world and false religion, now the doctrine of the Nicolaitans was encouraging compromise. This was the reason Jesus hated the doctrine and the deeds of the Nicolaitans. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.